In 1972, 2 seconds were added to time. Britain agreed to join the common market, and Beg, Steal or Borrow by the New Seekers was the entry for Eurovision. The seconds were added because it was a leap year and time was out of joint with the movement of the earth. The New Seekers did not win the Eurovision Song Contest, but that had nothing to do with the earth's movement and nothing to do with the 2 seconds either. The addition of time terrified Byron Hemmings. At 11 years old, he was an imaginative boy. He lay awake, picturing it happen, and his heart flapped like a bird. He watched the clocks, trying to catch them at it. "When will they do it?" he asked his mother. She stood at the new breakfast counter, dicing quarters of apple. The morning sun spilled through the French windows in such clean squares he could stand in them. "Probably when we're asleep," she said. "Asleep?" Things were even worse than he thought. "Or maybe when we're awake?" He got the impression she didn't actually know. 2 seconds are nothing," she smiled. "Please drink up your son quick." Her eyes were bright, her skirt pressed, her hair blow-dried. Byron had heard about the extra seconds from his friend, James Lowe. James was the cleverest boy Byron knew, and every day he read the Times. "The addition of 2 seconds was extremely exciting," said James. "First, man had put a man on the moon. Now they were going to alter time. But how could 2 seconds exist where 2 seconds had not existed before? It was like adding something that wasn't there. It wasn't safe." When Byron pointed this out, James smiled. "That was progress," he said. Byron wrote 4 letters, one to his local MP, one to NASA, another to the editors of the Guinness Book of Records, and the last to Mr. Roy Castle, courtesy of the BBC. He gave them to his mother to post, assuring her they were important. He received a signed photograph of Roy Castle and a fully illustrated brochure about the Apollo 15 moon landings, but there was no reference to the 2 seconds. Within months, everything had changed, and the changes could never be put right. All over the house, clocks that his mother had once meticulously wound now marked different hours. The children slept when they were tired and ate when they were hungry, and whole days might pass, each looking the same. So if 2 seconds had been added to a year in which a mistake was made, a mistake so sudden that without the 2 seconds it might not have happened at all, how could his mother be to blame? Wasn't the addition of time the bigger crime? "It wasn't your fault," he would say to his mother. By late summer, she was often by the pond, down in the meadow. These days, it was Byron making the breakfast, maybe a foil triangle of cheese squished between 2 slices of bread. His mother sat in a chair, chinking the ice in her glass and slipping the seeds from a plume of grass. In the distance, the moor glowed beneath a veil of lemon sherbet light. The meadow was threaded with flowers. "Did you hear?" he would repeat, because she was inclined to forget she was not alone. "It's because they added time. It was an accident." She would put up her chin. She would smile. "You're a good boy. Thank you." It was all because of a small slip in time, the whole story. The repercussions were felt for years and years. Of the 2 boys, James and Byron, only one kept on course. Sometimes Byron gazed at the sky above the moor, pulsing so heavily with stars the darkness seemed alive, and he would ache for the removal of those 2 extra seconds, ache for the sanctity of time as it should be. If only James had never told him.